BePropared.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on Monday, January 9th, 2012, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you're a new listener, we just want to give you a quick heads up. We are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. The voice, the pro-murderers, they call themselves the pro-choicers, wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise, yes, we are them Christians, and yes, we are them Americans. Yes, we are them vigilantes. Yes, we are the Sons of Liberty. Now, I can just see a splash going across some headline on some liberal leftist whack outlet.
Vigilante?
Bradley Dean calls himself a vigilante. Folks, welcome to the show. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please do. It's only an hour segment, so please hold up in the sense of holding off until the last 5 minutes to call us.
Yeah, don't do that, folks.
Yeah, please don't do that. That number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, it's 807-9977. If you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like a media update, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, it's Facebook at Bradley Dean. It's B-R-A-D-L-E-E-D-E-A-N. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Are you guys ready? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We are turning talk radio into do radio. And just a quick heads up for you as well before we get going on today's show. Folks, this up-and-coming election is not about the survival of Obama. It's about the survival of America. And forget it not, because America is not Obama, and Obama is no way America.
No, he isn't.
We got it. And by the way, it's not Romney.
No, it's not. Different paint job, brother.
Boy, no. I mean, it's just amazing. This guy thinks his golden calf's just going to bring him right to the throne.
Well, I've established a lot of business, and I will take care of this country. Just trust me.
Isn't it amazing? But what's scary about it is just how the main state-run media is just in line with Romney.
Sure,
that should scare the bejeepers out of anybody as to what's going on. Listen, when you have a friend and the state-run media, you mm-hmm. know they're working with you, not against you. Something's not
Something
right.
It doesn't feel right. Yeah. Feels a little suspicious.
You probably want to check that one out, folks, and do a little homework. But
and it doesn't take much homework to do, too, by the way.
Did you see the homosexuals protesting Rick Santorum?
No.
Oh, they're so foolish.
Good for them.
They're so foolish.
Get them a couple more votes.
They called themselves
they?
The Occupy Wall Street. Oh. And one of the guys in the video was saying, why don't you get a job, you loser? And then the cop started to escort one of the homosexuals out. And he said, I don't need your hands on me. Just get your hands off me. Mm. But isn't it interesting how they just embolden themselves?
Yes.
And see, they're looking for a liberty to break the law.
That's right.
Isn't that interesting? That
liberty to break the law.
That's called licentiousness.
So
yes.
Where's liberty
without
found
regard
again?
To law or antinomianism? They need to abrogate the law. They want liberty in it.
Yeah.
And really what they want is they want special rights to do what they want to anybody, but you better just keep your pinkies off me.
So then who protects them then? Does the law protect them? Or if we do away with the law, then they don't get protection either. Wow.
Yeah.
You think they've thought this thing through?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No, not at all.
Because then you find out where law really comes from, and then you got a big problem.
Yeah, their lawlessness and their wickedness and their cruelties mm-hmm. are swelling our ranks.
Yes, they are.
They are.
So they got Santorum some more votes. Good for them.
Yes, they
Way
did.
Way to go, Occupy.
People are getting behind them.
What is it?
Gingrich is doing the same thing. He's really kind of calling them up for what they're... It's bigotry in reverse.
Yes, it is.
They can do it, but you can't.
Uh-huh.
They can say whatever they want about you, but you better... No, folks.
Don't turn the
Crimes
tables.
Against nature. End of story. By the way, when we come back after this break, we're going to be talking about homosexual marriage and not... And by the way, never in the history of mankind has there ever been any such thing as... homosexual marriage.
And folks, to freshen you up, you can find it again with the column at WND. We're also on Sons of Liberty Media. It's right on our website, SOL Media. And join us on Facebook because that article we're going to be discussing is right there for you.
We started a cat fight last week with
yes,
it, didn't we?
It
WND kicked it out, worldnetdaily.com. And you go to Bradley Dean as one of the commentators. Boy, oh boy, did we spark it up.
There was some fuming going on.
Yeah.
Good fuming.
But the interesting point is I have the law on my side.
Uh-huh.
And everything that they attempt to promulgate, the homosexual radicals, yeah. they're premised on nothing. There's no truth in anything that they do. I don't care if it's supposed hate crimes, mm-hmm. which are fabricated,
yes.
or bullying, which is only a reaffirmation of the homosexual lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a license for the gay kids to bully on anybody that they want, and they
That's
get
right.
special protections.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I think people are starting to wake up
yep.
To what's going on here.
Yep, it's evident.
Reverse bigotry is what it is.
Mm-hmm. And
yes.
this is their opportunity, right?
I
they're
think
going
so.
To try to reverse it, but the only thing their opportunity is doing is smearing more mud on their own cause. You can't have liberty outside of the confines of law, and you're not going to have any special rights outside of the rights that have been given to us by God. When you try to go out and do that, what happens is you get away with it for a minute, but then people realize what it's really about, and then all of a sudden you put yourself back another 100 years.
You know what they kept saying? Well, and then their lifetime, you know, they expire and they stand before God and realize
yep.
that you've been telling them the truth,
That's
but
right.
they figure that out a little too late.
Mm-hmm.
But what's also interesting about it is they kept saying to Rick Santorum, listen carefully, folks, how the homosexuals are assaulting the righteous. Rick, have you done a Google search on your name? No. You're not getting this. They're out there. They're vilifying
Whoa.
Him, smearing his
yep.
name. Lying, contriving, debasing,
mm-hmm.
when in fact they're promoting.
Yeah.
And I think
Good
that's
job.
The blindness in
that's
which
right.
they walk.
They're setting themselves back.
Completely. Folks, when we come back, homosexual marriage, nada. We'll be right back. You got Bradley and Jake. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota, by either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with "yah."
Yeah, picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Folks, it says in Proverbs 29:16, when the wicked are multiplied, transgression increaseth, but the righteous shall see their fall.
Yes.
Isn't it interesting? He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. There's those that just want to tempt God to see if he really means what he says, and they want to spit that direction, and they think they're going to go without recompense.
That's right.
It just doesn't work that way. You reap what you sow, folks. It rains on the just and on the unjust. So when you're just, it rains on you. You reap what you sow. He who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. So it rains on the unjust as well, folks. Got to keep that in mind. Folks, one of the things that I want to tell you real quick before we get going here is I want people to understand clearly that the issues that we are having in our country, in America today, in any country of the world, if you're having problems with corruption in government, you're complaining about the problems in your country, it always comes back to this, the moral foundation.
That's right.
It's always the moral foundation. And it never goes without that. So many times people sit there and try to swipe at the branches of the tree rather than laying the axe to the root of it. In other words, if we have a problem with government today, then lay the axe to the root of the tree. Don't sit there and play with the branches or the fruit on the on the branches. Mm-hmm. What we have to do is we have to glean that tree, and we have to lay the axe and replant righteous seed because we have corruption again. I want to say this. Especially those that claim their patriotism and pass on the sins, the transgression of God's laws, 1 John 3:4, that offend the majesty on high, when they give a pass to sin, I want to say this, they can complain all day long, but when they just pick and choose as to what they're going to talk about and what they're going to do, rather than taking the whole conglomeration of what's going on in their country. In other words, let's not talk about the gay agenda. We'll do this one. I'm not called to do that. No, we're called to do it all together. When I'm in war, I'm just called to shoot at one soldier. one of my enemies, or am I called to shoot at them all? Yep. If they stick their head up, I take it off.
Called to win the war.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay? And we don't do it the other way around. So when people are sitting there complaining about what's wrong in their country, and that's all they're doing is telling you the problems, where is the patriotism? Where is the patriotism to deal with everything? Patriotism means to uphold dying laws. And I know I'm saying two things here, folks, but I just want to know where the patriotism is, or the conservatism is, mm-hmm. because what they're doing is they're forgetting their moral foundation when they're talking about the problems that they're having in their country. And the way to correct the problems that they're having in their country is to go back to their moral foundation, see what God said about it, and then bring forth judgment unto righteousness. That's how you establish peace. And those are the things that we don't do. Mm-hmm. But in saying that, folks, Jake, you want to bring up the point of what you were just talking about right during the break, mm-hmm. about what happened in Hawaii, concerning homosexual marriage?
Mm-hmm. Well, and basically, the way that they do it is homosexual marriage, the people of Hawaii voted 70-30, I believe was the vote, 70% to 30% of the citizens said no, no gay marriage. I think it was in 1998 or 99. Yeah. Now, recently, the Senate is, when they get a little bit of power, and this is, of course, what you always have to check with people that get power, is they start to get a mind of their own. And so they went through and tried to pass this thing called same-sex civil unions. So they've taken it out of the jurisdiction of marriage, and now they want it to be a civil union. Yeah. Now, the Senate passed this bill and pushed it to the governor, the last governor. I can't recall her name. It was a her, yes. She vetoed it. She said, no. What, are you kidding me? The people just spoke, 70-30. Yeah. Oh, well, it's not exactly the same. Marriage isn't the same as civil unions. We just want people, we want to encourage loving relationships. But they're taking a step back because they got beat back by the people, again, overwhelmingly. So they go to their little senators. Their senators pass a little bill. Now they have a Democratic governor. And I don't know that the governor has necessarily signed this bill yet, but I believe it has. That's why there's pastors now suing, because they wanted a shoe-in. See, to them it doesn't matter what the law means or the premise of what the law stands on. All that matters is you're getting in their way, just like a little baby when he the sucker taken
lawless
from his
baby.
Hand.
Yeah. If you're wondering why they're not being ruled by law, folks, is because they're at war with God.
That's right. They don't want law.
That's right. Well, they hate it.
No more than if you're engaged in a basketball game or football game, whatever it is, you don't want referees. That's
right.
How they want to play.
That's right.
The end game is we want
to
dominate.
They want
to
call the shots.
That's right.
In everything that they do.
Yeah, there's no civil, in a game, you have a referee to keep order so that the game can be played, best team will win. They're never going to win. Because the premise, they're not even on law. They're not even on what's right. Therefore, they want to shoot the referees.
That's
and they
right.
want to shoot you in the audience if you boo them.
That's right.
They want to dominate the game.
That's right. And the fact of the matter is, folks, is because I like this, how the main state-run media jumps mm-hmm. into this whole debate.
Yeah.
And they say the American people are now saying that they're okay with gay marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Really, 31 states have already voted down gay marriage, mm-hmm. homosexual marriage. 31 of the 31 states.
So they're speaking, aren't they?
Oh, they're completely speaking. Folks, how does that add up that they're winning the game?
Mm-hmm.
How are they winning the day? They're not winning the day at all. Remember in...
That's more than 50% of the states, too, and that's only the ones that have spoke.
And by the way, three of the seven that supposedly legalized an illegal act called homosexual marriage, mm-hmm. three of them already are in litigation to reverse the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's not happening, then what they're doing is the people are standing up, the conservative patriot Christians are standing up, and they're actually voting the judges out.
That's right.
Of their people positions. That's right. Because they're not legislators, folks.
Yeah.
And we have a bunch of judicial activists. The judges need to go. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Once you begin to tell them that, when they're not going to be ruled by the Constitution, mm-hmm. Democratic or Republican, it doesn't matter, folks. We have one Constitution, not two.
Mm-hmm.
And when they begin to violate and usurp who we are as a people, well, then, folks, just vote them out.
That's
Remove
right.
them. Mm-hmm. Once you start to talk that way and bring forth fruit that way, they ain't going to be playing with you anymore, folks.
That's right. That's
Go
right.
after the judges. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. It really is.
You know, when you bring up the form, we have a republic. That is our government. That is what we're established on, is a republic. Now, it's not a direct democracy, so we can't go around voting for every single law. However, this is what happens. Homosexuals feel they have rights under the law, though they won't reference the law
That's
because
right.
they won't reference the lawgiver. So
That's
when
right.
the people speak, that would be the democracy, which normally they try to embrace anyways to pass things. But when the people speak and they say something that they don't want, then they go try to find these lawless criminals who
that's
are in
right.
office because that's what
that's
it
right.
is.
The little minions.
They're breaking the law, so you get a judge. Maybe you even go to yeah. New York and you get the legislature to pass. It doesn't matter because legislatures can't create law. Oh, well, what do you mean? That's exactly what they're there for. No, you can't materialize law out of thin air. There has to be an emphasis, a basis, a premise. Well, then they would say the people. Well, then let the people speak. And when the people speak, they lose there, too. So they're
That's
creating this
they don't
thing
want
called
that anymore.
Unlaw.
One more step, Jake. They also want to remove the judges in these cases when the people do speak.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that, folks? They don't want the judges there.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Whoever gets in their way, right?
Completely.
Yeah, referee.
In every sense of the word. It's absolutely ridiculous.
And it's anarchy.
And America is saying no overwhelmingly. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter even if all of America said yeah to it, because that's not who we are as a people.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get to this really quick. Did you want to finish off your point?
Well, I think, too, and in the end of this whole matter, it is anarchy. It is lawlessness.
Well, Wall Street.
That's what they want.
Occupy Wall Street.
Anarchy,
what are we seeing?
Lawlessness. That's right.
That exhibits exactly who they are.
That's not a peaceful getting together to petition the governor for redress of grievances. You see what they're doing. They're lawless. They don't want to be ruled by law. And that's where we have to be careful of the libertarian view as well, because libertarian is, well, this is my concept of what right or wrong is.
Explain that, please.
Or this is my, for instance, the Constitution. This is my interpretation of what the Constitution says. Listen, you can't take the Constitution until you look at the God who gave us rights and understand where he's coming from. Moral standards. That's what developed the Constitution. A libertarian eliminates the moral standards of who God is, won't even acknowledge that God, won't give him praise for the rights that he gave to us. When you eliminate that part of it, it doesn't matter what Constitution you got, because that paper is not going to keep anybody free. It's the ideals and principles behind that paper. It's the original intent that our founders gave us when they gave us those laws written.
You know, well, the question I have for you then is, what's the difference between a leftist and a libertarian then?
There,
because it means without restraint of the law.
It's like
they don't
this
want
when you,
to be restrained.
When you're walking down the road of liberal and conservative, and we say this a lot on the show, you know, conservatives today are really just yesterday's liberals. Libertarians are going to be the same thing because of their ideals and principles is everybody has liberty, right?
Yep, and they make themselves law. Mm-hmm. Again, they agree with the Constitution, but they don't agree with the one that gave it. It sounds like a scientist wants to take the glory for what the creator created.
Right. Yeah, you know, I was just reading, I think it was Ian Bounds, somebody, anyways, they brought up the point that faith is like the sun, reason is like a candle. So you can't rely on your little candle to see all things God gave us, plain and simply, where he's coming from, where he developed these things. Now, we don't blow out the candle because we have a sun. Keep the candle. The reason's good. Libertarians have the reason part.
Yeah, but what they do at length when they're lawless, they make themselves the standard.
Yep.
That's what they do. They make themselves the final
say,
or the law.
Mm-hmm.
However they want to.
Because when it gets down to it, okay, so then who should we trust? The libertarian?
No.
No.
What makes him any different than the one that violates it?
Give him about 20 years and moral decadence, and he's going to be the same person that he complains about 50 years prior to that gave us these bogus liberal, socialist, progressive laws. They don't seem to think that, no more than Thomas Paine seemed to think that he could say you could have Christianity without being moral, but then later repented, realizing that you really can't have morality unless Christianity influences it.
What?
That's what he said. Benjamin Franklin, a whole lot of our founders actually wrote letters of reproof to him because his, well, this is a different topic, but if you...
No, it's really not, because Christianity is a life which grows out of the truth.
That's right.
Not outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
I am the way, the truth, and the life,
he's
John 14:6.
Okay,
gotcha. We're going to take a quick break, come right back, and we're going to get back onto this homosexual marriage.
Whatever it is.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. One more shout out, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, I'm actually a little surprised and amazed that we get all these emails and these calls behind closed doors, but we don't get them on the radio. And I'm trying to figure out how that is. Yeah. Rick Santorum, he's such a bad guy. Well, then let me ask you something, folks. What's the answer then? Mm-hmm. Why don't you give me the answers? Because what I'm magnifying is the righteousness according to God's word, not my opinion, because I might like someone or I have a little pet peeve or I want to take my sleeve and pin it to some candidate that I agree with. That's contrary to God. I'm not flying that way. I'm not going that direction. Mm-hmm. See, that's the problem right there. See, we can have different opinions as long as we have the same principles. But the problem is we have different principles. That's why we are in a cat fight constantly. And the fact of the matter is I agree with anybody that wants to go back to who we are as the Constitutional Republic, one nation under God. And some people just, well, you know, I'm going to find fault with him because so-and-so said that about so-and-so. Mm-hmm. I mean, then you wonder why your kids act the way that they do in high school, like a little bunch of gossiping teenagers. It's ridiculous, folks. If you have a say-so, that's what this radio show is for. 1-877-807-9977. I don't need the emails. We don't need behind the calling the producer and tell him, you know, dropping a word on us and then fleeing the battle. No. That's why we are where we're at today. And that's why the enemies of righteousness prevail today, because for the most part we have so many cowards out there that tuck tail and run, and the only thing that they're being moved or swayed by is by the spirit of the world anyways, or the spirit of opinion, because after all, everybody might like this candidate or this candidate. If I look at almost every one of the candidates, there's good in all of them.
Yep.
But you know what? For the most part, that's what I want to work with. I don't. By the way, I also don't want somebody that's just good here, the lesser of two evils. Mm-hmm. I don't want that either. I want the right man to do the job. And the bottom line is this, folks, if they all were up there, isn't it interesting, just for example, last week, just during the debates, Romney stopped in the middle of it and called Ron Paul a constitutionalist.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like in a demeaning way, but it was really a good thing for Ron Paul when he said it.
Yeah.
Right? But then you look over at Rick Santorum. He says a lot of good things, too. Newt Gingrich, he says a lot of things, too. Rick Perry, just don't trust the guy a mile away. That's just where I'm at. That's my opinion because this is my radio show. So if you have a radio show and you want to call and give us that information, we'll put you on. We'll listen to you. But the bottom line is don't throw your junk on us, folks, behind closed doors because you don't agree with something. Or if you do like us and you say, well, you know, you got to watch out for this and you got to watch out for that, that's one thing. I'm cool with all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is voice your opinion. That's what this radio show is about. And I'm looking for the most righteous individual, and I'm not going to settle for the lesser of two evils. Mm-hmm. If a guy is willing, by the way, let's go back to Rick Santorum for a minute. What kind of scandal does he have around his life? I'm just curious. The Bible says you're supposed to judge him by his fruit. What kind of a scandal? Come on. 1-877-807-9977.
Now's a chance.
That's right. What kind of a scandal? And then if you want to talk about the other candidates, we can do that. And the way we'll do that is we'll bring forth their fruit, and then we'll weigh it in the light of God's countenance as to who we are, again, as one nation under God. Okay? So I just gave you the opportunity. No emails. None of that stuff. None of that childishness. Get on the radio and throw it out there for us. Okay? And let everybody hear. And we can talk about all the candidates that way.
Yeah.
The Joker of New Hampshire. John, what's his last name? My goodness, folks.
Huntsman.
You know, he's trying. He thinks he's going to win one state and then take over the United States.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about a diplomat in every sense of the word, dude?
I think somebody's trying to step up the ladder a little bit.
And what he does is he goes to New Hampshire and then he appeals to who we're going to be talking about right here, trying to win their vote. Like 1,800 homosexuals that are unionized are going to win the day in New Hampshire.
Yes.
And if you're Rick Santorum, you better not just talk to. Listen, that's what I like about people that can tell you the truth before they're in office.
Yep.
Isn't there just something about that? Well, he said it before he got into the office.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say one thing now and then recants when he got into office. That's not what he's doing at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about Santorum.
Yeah.
You know, we look at Gingrich. He's got a lot of baggage. Romney, the guy's a snake in every direction. What else can you say? I got tape of the guy we played last week. He says one thing, and then when he gets in front of the people, he says something completely different, and then he blatantly lies about it. And the other thing that scares me is when people want the office.
Mm-hmm.
That's what really kind of scares me.
Yeah.
Now that I'm getting on that, they want the office. Yeah. Why do they want the office? Why do they aspire to apply for the job, folks? That should scare you more than anything.
Mm-hmm. What is there to gain? What do they have to gain by getting in the office?
I don't know.
They're not supposed to gain anything because they're supposed to actually benefit you. That's the purpose of being in the office.
And the other thing is listen, if they weren't slinging mud against them, they wouldn't be threatened by him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that not true? Mm-hmm. I mean, people do it to me all the time. Go online, do a Google search on my name. And then you can call me and ask me what's true about it, and I can tell you nothing's true about it. The only thing they got right was my name.
This is what Thomas
Jefferson. How ridiculous it is.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Whenever a man has cast a longing eye on public offices," he's referring to, "a rottenness begins in his conduct. He's willing to do whatever he can, not face the fire." There is some things that I do appreciate by what Mr. Gingrich is doing right now. He's not denying anything that's happened to his past. He's embracing it. And you know what? You need to. That still doesn't mean that we can trust somebody because they have skeletons in the closet.
That's right. We hold their feet to the fire.
The fact is, if they try to dodge the bullet and say it never happened and lie about it, that shows you right there. There's your answer.
That's right.
Why in the world are you even standing up here on this podium pretending like you're going to be faithful to the American people? And John Witherspoon told us, a patriot must be a promoter of true and undefiled religion.
Yeah.
He must oppose profanity and immorality of every kind. He must not be an enemy of God. If so, he was an enemy to his country.
Huh.
I didn't say it. One of our founders did, and that founder happened to educate a lot of our founders that wrote the Constitution. This is what these men believed and what they thought. We follow in their footsteps. We're going to have the liberty that they had.
See, and it's interesting, folks. I got four lines open right now.
Yeah.
I just threw it out to you. And I'm not getting any response from you.
It's crazy.
Yep. So when we get your emails, we'll just simply delete them. Yeah. It's just that simple.
So go through all the hard work of finding out.
Because I'm not going to get in your little pet peeves and your little games.
You'll go through all the hard work of finding out how to email us when we just tell you that you can write the number as we say.
Tell everybody about it.
877-807-9977.
I'm on the side of righteousness. Again, Benjamin Rush said rightly. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm not an aristocrat. He said, I'm not a Democrat because he served in both parties. Yep. He said, I'm a Christocrat. We're always safe there.
Mm-hmm.
We're always safe there.
That's right.
But I'd rather listen to a guy that's just sitting there talking about all the problems, and I want to do nothing to bring in the answer. Well, then you don't have a voice.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you say if you don't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The other thing is maybe you should run for the presidency then.
There we go.
If you're such a just and upright individual.
Put some
you run for the office then. And as long as you walk the straight and narrow, I'll stand behind you 100%, and I'll see you there first.
Mm-hmm. Put your act behind your talk.
Let's get to this really quick. The pastors claimed in Hawaii, by the way, homosexual marriage, outside of the fact that there's never been any such thing as gay marriage in the history of mankind, the radical gay agenda attempts to push their government-backed, said Chai Feldblum, illegal agenda, regardless of what this God-blessed republic and its people have established through a mosaic institution called common law. In every state gay marriage has been voted on, it's been voted down 31 times. And what it is that these radical homosexuals don't understand is they don't understand the law, and neither do they want to understand the law. On January 1st, 2012, Hawaii became the seventh state to acknowledge same-sex marriages with no legal premise to substantiate their unions. And note, three of the seven states are in some form of litigation to reverse the decision. Because it's been illegally implemented upon the people. And the perversion of it all is this, folks, that the radical homosexuals want to be married in Christian churches.
Ah.
They are asking God to bless what he calls an abomination. Man, I wonder what Bible these people are reading, folks. God condemns homosexuality both in the Old and the New Testaments. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24, 1 Corinthians 6:9, 1 Timothy 1:10, Jude 1:7, and by the way, here it is. This is going to be real hard for some people to figure out. A little common sense. Everybody has a father and a mother.
Mm-hmm.
Two pastors in Hawaii filed a lawsuit against the state, Governor Neil Abercrombie and Department of Health Director Loretta Foody. Why? The pastors claimed that they needed a restraining order and an injunction to maintain their First, Fifth, and 14th Amendments, their rights, without being subjected to injunctions, fines, and other penalties for refusing to rent their church grounds for same-sex ceremonies and receptions. A federal judge blocked their bid. Folks, in Hawaii, find out who that federal judge is and remove him. Claiming they lack legal standing when, in fact, the judge, the state, and the governor are the ones who lack legal standing through their un-American policy. And remember, folks, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. The pastors are not the ones who should be called into question here, folks, like the media is trying to put them in the hot seat for. It is the state, the judge, and the governors that are usurping the Constitution of the United States and violating our Republican form of government, which is found in none other than Exodus 18:21. What happens when people say enough is enough to those who help their illegal agenda along? They will do what they did in Iowa when three judges who are part of the unanimous decision to legalize an illegal act, same-sex marriage, they were voted out. Christians and conservatives in the state took matters into their own hands and ousted the judges who act as legislators in black robes. And like anything else, the radical gay agenda has to circumvent their movement through deceptive measures on the American people or get their minions in governments to do it for them. So to the minions in government, I want to put you on notice. Remember Iowa.
Keep that in your memory bank.
Yeah. So, what do you think about that? They're a tough guy.
Yeah, has it worked to create law?
I wonder how those
exist.
Three judges are doing today.
Looking for a job.
You think so?
Obama, give us a
I
job.
I know that. They're leading up.
They're occupying Iowa.
Wall Street. They are. Probably three or four of them there.
That's right.
Now, folks, when we come back, we're going to take a couple calls. We admire your courage. Again, if you'd like to jump in, we'll give you your time. 1-877-807-9977. 9977. Okay, we just lost one because he went off topic again. We'll be right back with Sammy. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota, but I've either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with "yah."
Yeah, picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Exodus 18:21 says, "More will thou shalt provide out of the people, able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens." Hating covetousness, not to wrest or pervert judgments. Now, folks, we had three of you lit up right before the break here. We lost two of them. One is off topic. 1-877-807-9977. We don't know how we lost the other one. He must be on the cell phone somewhere. Well, we got Tammy from California, got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, ma'am.
Thank you.
First of all,
I'd like to say that I really appreciate your show.
Cool.
I just happened to stumble across you about a month ago, and I've been listening ever since. So
awesome. Well, thank you, Tammy.
But I found some really useful information in people being informed to vote, since this is such an important election coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this to be the most useful tool online. And I can give you the website or email you a link to the website, but it's the positions of the GOP candidates for president. And what it does is it refers to everyone's past voting record.
Cool.
And it lays it out in a very simple form.
Okay.
It was organized by Ken Earing, and he runs the Southern New Hampshire 912 Project.
Okay.
And it's www.southernnh912.com.
Awesome.
And it's a matrix. I'll read a couple of issues it covers. will support strict interpretation of the Constitution is the first one.
Awesome.
The other one is supports Agenda 21, the climate protection plan.
Okay.
Signed hate law crime into legislation, into law.
Okay.
And then it goes down to protect Second Amendment.
Okay.
The assault weapons. It has their whole entire voting record. It was last updated, claims as of November, let's see, I think it was 17th of 2011. Each candidate was sent a link to download this document, and they were asked to provide inputs and corrections. So it should be a real accurate, you know, reference for everyone to get. Don't listen to what the candidates say. Look at what they've done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay?
Yeah, it really comes down to that. A tree is known by the seed, right?
That's right.
So if I take an apple seed and plant it into the soil of the ground, it's going to reproduce. Guess what kind of a tree, folks? An apple tree. Tammy, thank you for your call. By the way, where are you at in California?
I'm outside of Placerville.
Okay, and what is the temperature?
The temperature right now is close to 50 degrees.
Oh,
wow. It's just incredibly dry.
Wow.
It's the same as us.
No, that's what's really strange about it.
We usually have either snow or rain at this time, and it's very cold. And we just haven't had any precipitation.
Awesome. Are you on Facebook, Tammy?
I am on Facebook,
yes. Okay, will you link up with me, Bradley Dean? Thanks for the call.
I will do that.
Okay, and Heather wants to talk to you for a second. If you could hold up, that would be great. Josh, we lost you a minute ago. Would you call back in? Josh, we lost you. Call back in. You're the guy we're looking for. So you can probably hear us. I don't know if you can call us back in, but the point has been made.
Yes, and to piggyback on what
Tammy
was
saying,
there's a lot of good sources out there that can give you voting records of the candidates in certain topics that you hold near and dear. Stay plugged into those, folks, because most of us don't have the time to be able to just go through and index all of this stuff. These type of resources, and make sure that it's a good resource.
Yes.
It's not bringing false information. I'm not saying that Southern New Hampshire 912 is or isn't. I just pulled it up right now. It does exist. But make sure that you understand where they stand on the issues, because when they cast their vote, that's their suffrage. That's what they're backing. Doesn't matter what they're saying.
Yep.
Just like you said, Brad, I can have a big, bright sign, neon lit, 24 hours a day. It says orange tree, and behind it is a tree that grows apples. That sign does not make it an orange tree.
This administration, I mean, whatever he says is white, it's black.
That's right.
And whatever he says is black is white. It's just that simple. You know, it's interesting. She brought up the topic of hate crimes, because we've been talking about that on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, hate crimes is no more than them trying to teach you to hate the law.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's what it comes down to. They're trying to teach you to hate the law that exposes their crime.
Yeah, what crime isn't the product of hate? Hatred towards the law, right?
That's right.
I mean, is there a crime that's a love crime?
That's a love crime.
I think so.
There must be, I guess.
If that's the case, I am a criminal in this ministry.
I guess so. Love crimes.
Yes.
Maybe that's what they're going for.
I mean, just think about it.
Crimes.
What was Christ crucified for?
His love.
And who was he crucified by?
Mm-hmm.
He was crucified by the chief of the people and the chief priests.
Yep.
Who loved Christ? The common people who had ears to hear and eyes to see.
Because he met their needs.
The point is why did they crucify Christ? Yep. Why?
They hated him.
They hated him.
Mm-hmm.
He loved on
for
them.
For love. Yes.
That's right. As a matter of fact, King David said the same thing. He said that they hated me for my love in Psalm 109. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said the same thing in John 7:7. He said, the world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify against the world and its evil deeds.
Yep.
So they crucified him because he was the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want that interrupted.
So I can just hear some people saying, well, Obama's hated. That must mean
righteousness' sake.
If you go to Peter, that's exactly what he says. You don't suffer for what you do wrong that's contrary to the law.
No.
If you suffer for what you do that's right, then embrace it.
The world will love its own.
Of Christ.
Whoever loves Obama, there's no question about it. Mm. They love the Obama nations that continuously come out of this man's administration.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all they are, nothing less.
And if he's hated, then we need to see what he's hated for. And I think it's pretty plain to see, folks.
Cool.
Thank you, Miss Tammy, out in California. 50 degrees. You know, I had a conversation with somebody this morning that has a sister down in Texas. Said it was about the same temperature as it is up here. Seems pretty weird, our temperature.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. Brown ground, no snow.
Or are you trying to say there's some kind of a conspiracy theory going on here?
It just does seem weird. That's all I know. It's very bizarre.
It is a little weird when you're walking outside with kind of a sports shirt on,
no
and you're
coats,
okay.
No hats?
No.
It's bizarre.
It is. It's Minnesota.
Yeah.
But we should have about, 3 or 4 feet of snow right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we had last year, I think. We had a lot of snow.
Okay. Yeah.
Not that that really matters or has anything
to do with it. Well, it does for the snowmobilers, and especially those that are selling snowmobiles.
Yeah. And snowblowers.
Those probably things. Probably a rough year for them.
Those things too.
So far, we need those seasons.
Yeah. We've done schools in southern states.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Key West, I don't think you can go any more southern than that. But those people have never seen snow before.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
They don't walk on water down there either. But we do in Minnesota.
No.
So I tell my California friends, we get to walk on water.
Jake,
here.
You don't have any California friends. You might have a friend in Tammy.
That's right.
But that's the only friend that you might have.
Thanks for saving me, Tammy.
But she didn't say that neither.
That was close.
You said that.
That's true. I did put words in her mouth.
So.
And it is a terrible place when your brains are in somebody else's head, so I don't want to put words in people's mouth.
Okay.
Plural. No, Exodus 18:21, the verse that you just brought up. Men of truth. Well, first of all, they got to be able men, competent men.
Mm-hmm.
People that have maybe ran something before in their life.
You think?
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe even if it's a lemonade stand, at least if they've run something. But if all they are is a community organizer.
You mean like a guy saying that he'll make government work when he's never made anything in his life work?
Nothing.
Huh.
Well, maybe he's balanced his checkbook. I don't know.
But you know what?
Maybe his wife did that. Who knows?
He's black.
Uh-huh.
We want to pull down racial lines.
That's true.
Let's do it all for just that.
Mm-hmm.
And then let that individual get in there and then call the race cards up,
mm-hmm.
when, in fact, I believe most of the people in America were glad that that was water under the bridge 30 years ago.
You know, whenever we go to a school and we talk about, and this is just a great example of this generation and how it's been past that. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but listen, there's going to be persecution of people, races, and classes until we die, period, because men are sinful. But when you go to schools, you know, and I flash up bands up on the screen, you know, I finish up the country bands. Kids are like, oh, yeah, woohoo. And most country artists are white. Let's face it. It's just how it is. Kind of like hockey players.
You know what happens when you turn a country record backwards? You play it backwards.
What?
If you have records anymore.
Yeah?
You get your house back, your cat back. And
you get it all back?
Yeah, you get it back. Yeah.
Man. So, folks, that's how you get it.
You know what's really terrible about it? They all sound the same.
Yeah. Poor guys. It's
oppressing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the stuff just makes me feel like I want to get a rope and go hang myself in the bathroom or something.
It's like showing the
cloud. I can't stand
the
stuff. And the stuff is what it is. Boom, 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 boom. I lost my wife.
And my cat.
Oh, my dog got killed. I had some more drinks until I fell on the floor. I fell down, got kicked in the head. I lost my job, and I don't know where my house is no more. I mean, dude, what is positive about that music? The lyrics are sickening. And they all have cowboy hats on because they got big bald spots in the back of their head. You know they do.
Yeah.
And they think because they got, I mean, what's this one guy's name? Jakey, you call him out. His dad was in Korea.
Oh, Toby.
Oh, he just totally demoralizes America, and then he talks about patriotism.
Yes, God bless
it's
America,
like,
right?
Wow, dude, it's just like, wow, Toby. Come on, brother, from another mother.
Yeah, Toby.
Get it right. Open up your eyes. If you love your country, then magnify who we are.
That's right.
Not who we are not.
And start listening to sonsoflibertyradio.com.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Get with it, Toby.
You're a mind reader. You know what? I think Toby does listen.
I think he does, too.
I mean, when he starts singing about red, white, and blue in a positive sense,
yes,
you know he's been listening to the Sons of Liberty.
That's right.
Right? You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. 1 hour, folks. That's it. 1 hour. No emails, folks. Ain't taking them. Not about the presidential race. No way. You had your chance. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you tomorrow.